morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. 12 people have been injured, one seriously, after the collision of two trams in Issy-les-Moulineaux last night. It is still unclear what caused the accident. An internal investigation has been opened by the RATP. This morning, a replacement bus service is running between the stations Parc de Saint-Cloud and Porte de Versailles. The age limit for obtaining a driving licence in France may be lowered to 17 years old. A parliamentary report due to be given to Edouard Philippe today approves the proposal. Young people hoping to take to the road before the age of 18 would have to go through an obligatory phase of driving while accompanied. Another possibility raised in the report is young people getting their driving licences while completing Universal National Service, a scheme which is due to be launched in June this year. The special advisor to Emmanuel Macron, Ismaël Emilien, has resigned from his post. Emilien will leave office next month to pursue writing a book on progressivism. For Macron's inner circle, it will mark a new beginning. In early January, Macron's communication director, Sylvain Faure, also left the team. There's been a surge in anti-Semitic acts over the last year. According to the Minister of the Interior, Christophe Castaner, reports of anti-Semitism in France are up by 74%. Castaner has stressed that the government will take action. The Paris region has been particularly affected by several anti-Semitic acts recently, including graffiti tags of swastikas painted over portraits of Simone Veil. The charity SOS Racisme has called for an investigation into the Ligue du LOL. Over the past few years, the Facebook page, run mainly by journalists, has specialised in cyber harassment and making sexist, homophobic and racist remarks. And finally, the cash truck that stole €3 million in Aubervilliers last night remains untraceable this morning. The investigators do not know if the driver was working for someone else or if they stole the money under their own duress. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.